Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to the Dr. Glovina Show. I'd like you to do me a huge favor. Could you please post, call, or text someone and invite them to join us on the Dr. Glovina Show? And I am Glovina Williams. Before we move on, I want to remind you that God knows the thoughts and the plans He has for your life. But the question remains, do you believe God? Because when we truly believe God, this belief requires action. In other words, I'm encouraging you to step out on faith. I want to remind you, this is a safe place where you can gain clarity to rebuild and possibly restructure your life and feel safe and happy while doing it. Okay, let's get started.
Hello, and welcome to the Dr. Glovina Show. And I am Glovina Williams. I am so delighted that we have this time together, that you would take time out of your schedule so that we could have and spend this time together and grow together and learn together. You know, today I'd like to talk to you about the real bling bling. Oh man, you know, how do we get it? How do we obtain it? How do we maintain it? And what's the sustainment plan to keep the real bling bling? Now, you know, often we don't step out and believe God for the greater things because we have some type of doubt for our true purpose. So part of the Dr. Glovina Show is to encourage you and inspire you. It's actually designed to uplift you and to assist you in developing a deeper relationship with God, understanding God better, who He is and how He actually exists, and a deeper relationship with yourself, your family, your place of worship, and ultimately, and the world. So this is very important to me, that we develop these relationships. So kingdom living really is just seeking God above all else. But how do we do it? And that's why we're here today, so that we can be challenged and we can be encouraged and inspired to step out on faith, realizing what our purpose is, digging deeper. What am I called to do? You just didn't show up here on planet Earth just to take up space and breathe in oxygen and release carbon monoxide. No, you're here because God had a designed plan for you, a purpose, and it's a good plan and it's a good purpose. And so it can be very revealing as we begin to ask ourselves, maybe some of us have not pursued some of the most important goals of our life. Only you can answer that question. And it could be maybe a goal for someone else, but it has now become your goal and your mission. So what could be preventing us from moving forward? And I often ask you to ask yourself, what have I set aside because it didn't happen the first time I tried? Remember, we need to step out on faith. Stepping out on faith is not always seeing everything, but it is definitely knowing that God has a plan for you and you will fulfill that particular plan. I'm going to read a scripture today, and it's coming from the New Testament of the Holy Bible, and it's coming from St. Matthew, the 6th chapter. And I'm going to read just three short verses, 19 through 21. Chapter 6, verses 19 through 21. Please listen. And this is Jesus speaking. He says, "Lay not up for yourselves treasures upon earth, where moth and rust does corrupt, and where thieves break through and steal. But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust can corrupt, and where thieves cannot break nor steal, cannot break through nor steal. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. You know, as I was preparing for today, I thought about when I was a young woman. Let me tell you something. I may have shared this with some of you before, but I was consumed with worry. I'm not bringing this to our attention today because I think that you're consumed with worry, but it's leading into the real bling bling. What are the real riches that Jesus, Yeshua, HaMashiach, is talking about here? I was consumed with worry. I was concerned, overly concerned, almost about everything, to the point where I actually had to go to the doctor, get medical help, and was diagnosed with ulcers. That's how much I worried. But guess what? I met a young woman. She was only maybe a year younger than I was, but she introduced me to the scriptures. And I found in the Word of God some strength, some answers to my problems. My confidence and my trust and my ability in God, it began to grow. Yes, it began to increase. Something that I really didn't imagine would be the answer to my dilemmas. But I found out that this confidence and trust and the ability of God to see me through, it was enhanced as I read the Word of God. I didn't have a lot of training. I wasn't even attending a church at the time. But guess what? God attended to me. He sent someone into my life to plant a seed, and that seed began to grow. I wasn't even praying at the time. I just began to read the Word of God. And as I read it, you know, sometimes people say that the Word of God can be confusing, contradictory, hard to read, too many of these, but there's so many versions that you can get now that you can find one that suits you, that helps you to understand better. But even if not, I promise you, God will help to reveal his word to you because he's in you. So as I read the word of God, this is my little story, my confidence, it began to grow. And God began to answer not only my prayers, but I could see the evidence that he was solving my problems, my circumstances, my situations, the things that I was going through. And as I continued to trust him for answers, I began to see an outcome that was pleasing. It was calming for me. Listen, indeed, my beloveds, those of you that are listening to me today, life does have its challenges. Life does have circumstances that can really perplex us. There's no getting around it. You're going to, or you may have run into some bumps on the road of life. You're going to see, or maybe you've gone through or seen some experiences, some pitfalls. You've hit some speed bumps that slowed you down. You came even to some areas in your life where there was a detour, things that may have slowed you down and will not prevent you from moving forward on the road of destiny. The ups and downs of life, the good days and the better days, the not-so-good days and the days where struggles present themselves, the things that you may be faced with, this is life. And life presents challenges, but life also presents opportunities for growth. Every challenge is an opportunity to enlarge your capacity to receive the Spirit of God. The real bling bling. Listen, every challenge enlarges you to receive the power of Almighty God. Whatever you may be facing or whatever you have faced, It is an opportunity to enlarge, to grow, to receive the real bling bling, the real riches of Almighty God. It enhances your trust in God, an all-knowing God that has all the answers, every component that you need to fulfill your destiny, to accomplish your goals. And many of us now are planning to establish some new goals in our life. We're seeing a light at the end of the tunnel. You're beginning to see a glimmer of a greater hope and advancement, not just for you, but the entire planet is moving to a new level in the spiritual realm with Almighty God. Time it is now. You don't want to miss this moment. I promise you. Even if there's been a detour, you know, I was talking with some of my loved ones the other day, and we talked about when you're traveling perhaps along an interstate or a busy highway, you're on your regular routine of the way that you drive someplace, or it could perhaps be a new way that you're traveling, and you're going by your GPS, but you look up, and there's a detour. And you think, oh, this is going to throw me behind. This is going to, I'm not going to be able to get where I need to be. But one of the most important things, sometimes some hesitancy and anxiety arises that gives us a hint of, what if I get lost? What if I don't see something familiar? Listen, when God gives us a detour in life on our various journeys, he knows what he is taking us around. He knows the rougher things that we may encounter. So he gives us a detour. And one of the things I noticed about a detour, detours never say, make a U-turn. Have you experienced this? I know I have. Have you ever been on a detour and you didn't see anything familiar? You're kind of losing control and you say, hey, this isn't looking right. I'm going to make a U-turn. Doesn't want you to do that at this point. When he slowed things down for you, you're being more observant. Have you noticed on a detour you're looking around? You're taking better notes. And guess what? You can even find a new way to get to the same place by a detour. So I want to say that to you to say, you may feel like things have been slowed down and there's been a detour in your plans. I think so many of us are experiencing that now. But we've grown closer. We've gained some of the real bling bling during the detour. Yes, I know you have. I know I have. Collectively, we're growing closer to God, to our loved ones, and we're looking deeper within ourselves. So listen, when I had that challenge as a young woman, that was a detour for me. But on that detour of that little bout I had with that illness from worrying and overthinking life's concerns, as a result, I got the real bling bling. I was able to go into the Word of God and I began to find wisdom and answers to my everyday situations. God loves you. He wants you, as a famous prophet said, to walk in 100% victory. You think, well, hey, 99 will do. According to the old saints, 99 and a half won't do. God designed you for 100% victory. And I heard another awesome prophet say this, 95% God has already taken care of regarding our success. We have to just put in that 5%, but that 5% takes 100% of our effort. It works. It works every time. It doesn't mean that you're never going to have challenges, you won't face obstacles, but what it means is that you are and you will be an overcomer. And I believe more than an overcomer. He's called you, I'm talking to you today to be more than an overcomer. You are a conqueror through the Lord Jesus Christ. You're a conqueror. The guilt on the mind is taken away. And that's one of the real bling blings, to release the guilt that's taken up space in your mind. You know, they call it the woulda, shoulda, couldas. I wish I had. I wish I could do this over. But listen, let go of those things. Take them to God. You know, there's a scripture, Psalms 91 and 1. It says, he that dwelleth, or the person that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High, shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I've been saying lately, when you come into that secret place, tell God all about it. Share every one of your concerns with him, your shortcomings, your coulda, woulda, shouldas, as I said earlier. And I don't take this lightly, but come to him and tell him about areas that you want to improve in, areas that you slacked up in. It's in a secret place, so it's between you and God. And in that place, he will begin to give you direction and strength. That's a real bling bling. I'm talking about a chamber of your mind. And talk to him. Confide in him. Bring every concern to him. And leave it there. And let it go. And trust him. And have the ability. You have this already within you, but I want you to exercise this ability, another bling bling. Exercise the ability to depend and to trust God. You know, opportunities are not always presented in a neatly wrapped package. Sometimes opportunities don't look like opportunities. Sometimes they are not wrapped. Sometimes it comes as a mental challenge. Sometimes it comes as a financial challenge, an emotional challenge, a relationship challenge. But remember, I shared with you, as a young woman, I was diagnosed with ulcers and haven't had the problem since. I got into the Word of God and discovered the real bling bling, the real riches of life. When we get into the Word of God, everything that you need, it's in there, every answer. And you may think, well, my issue is this, my issue is that. As you seek God through his Word, you will find answers sometimes to some of the smallest issues. If you're looking for a place to start, I often say, go to Proverbs. Whatever the day of the month is, there is a chapter in Proverbs, and you will begin to gain wisdom. And guess what? God will begin to deliver power, not only into your circumstance, but into your conversation. Yeah, as you interact with others, your experiences now will be an interaction with Yahweh, the creator of the heavens and the earth, and all there is, and the one who created you. He will begin to release overcoming, conquering power. Hey, making every situation something that you can face with confidence. So whatever the situation is, if it's a good situation, you can make it better. If it's a great situation, you can make it supersede that. Everything becomes manageable and sustainable in God, because he will take you to higher ground. He will take you to a new dimension. You know, I believe that in the future, as we're walking this walk toward destiny, I believe that obstacles that may have been placed in your way in the past, you will walk around those obstacles and you will continue on to fulfill destiny. Well, can you just get a picture of that? You're walking, and now you're in a new dimension. Even in the first dimension, in a linear dimension, you are still progressing. Yes, you are. You're still moving forward in God, because God is bringing us up and out of situations that had us captivated, in bondage, really. But now he's bringing you up. Some will be elevated up. And even as you're being elevated, I'll use another term, even as you're being promoted in various areas, you will wonder, how can I accomplish these things when I don't have all the know-how? But God has brought you up. And then as he brings you up, he brings you out so that you can have a clearer aerial view. You know, it's like you're going up, you know, like some of those beautiful, fabulous hotels, and even on cruise ships, the elevators are made out of glass, right? So as you come up, you're able to get an aerial view of your surroundings. This is what happens when God brings you up. And then when he brings you out, you're in a new place. You're in a higher dimension. You're able to see things clearer. Oh, yes, 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 you will. This is growing and learning to trust in God. God, where am I going, you're asking? What is my purpose? Why did you bring me here? He brought you here to make a difference, not just in your life, but in the life of everyone that you encounter. Listen, we're after the real bling bling, the real riches. You know, even when it comes to, you know, there's a little cliche that says, when the world gives you lemons, what? Oh, I can feel you finishing that. Make lemonade. So instead of getting all sour, go on and make some lemonade. Take the good out of everything. Knowing, I'm going to say something now, knowing deep on the inside of the core of your being that no matter what may be happening or what you may be going through, ultimately, it's going to work out for your good and for your benefit. That knowledge alone is the real bling bling. That's the real riches. And that's what you want to store up. You want to store it up in the faculties of your mind, so that you won't be speed bumped. You know, when you hit a speed bump, it's just to slow you down, not to stop you. Just imagine when you're driving. It's to bring you to a slower pace so that you can be cautious as you're crossing over it. That's the real bling bling. Yes, life presents things to us, but our attitude must supersede any situation that comes. That's higher ground. Hey, as you go through, remember, even the things, the Bible says, even the things that men may mean for evil, people may mean for evil against you, Yahweh, God, the all-knowing, omniscient, omnipotent one, omnipresent, he will definitely work it out for your good. That's the real bling bling. That's the riches that he wants us to store up. Sure, there's nothing wrong with the material things. The Bible says if you seek first the kingdom of God, all these things will be added unto you. That's the real riches. As you seek God, as you walk in kingdom principles, and you begin to recognize that, wow, there is a kingdom on the inside of me that's full of riches. It's full of, listen, wisdom, honor, respect, tenacity. There's a resilience on the inside of you that as you have gone through things, you begin to be able to bounce back faster. I know. You've gone through some things that may have taken you, it seemed like, forever to overcome. and to get your footing again, to get your balance again, to get your stability again. But now you can face that same situation and you're able to move through it rapidly because now you have something on the inside that resonates to you that you can do this. Whatever it is, my beloved, you can do it. So we talked a little bit in this episode about the real bling bling, the real riches. And the important thing is that this was Jesus talking to us, and he was encouraging us and admonishing us to have the right spirit about things. You know, get the right attitude about worldly possessions. Many of us now, we were looking at, you might be looking at Christmas gifts right now, but don't forget, people are kind of downsizing more. So, you know, it's kind of a challenge now. What do I get this person? You can get them something perhaps related to their spiritual walk, the real bling bling. You can pray for them. You can get them a book that will invest in their life. Well, oh, wow. Here we go. It's almost time for us to begin to close out on this episode, this particular podcast. But I want to say to you, I do love you. And I want to remind you, as Jesus gave us an instruction, he said, do not lay up for yourselves treasures upon earth, where moth and rust can corrupt and where thieves can break in and steal. Listen, the moths, they can't get the real bling bling. The thieves, they cannot take this away from you. He said, but lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, real bling bling, where they cannot corrupt and where the thieves can't break through. For where your treasure is, your heart will be there also. Put your heart in the right place. Begin to gather the principles of God, the characteristics and the attributes of God, the compassion, the love, the strength, the kindness, the ability, even the ability to save, the ability to give, and don't forget the ability to receive and the ability to say thank you. It's going to take another step of faith for us. So the heavenly bling is the real riches. We're going to let go of doubt and we're going to take on clarity and precision of purpose, the real bling bling. We're going to ask ourselves, what is my purpose? Your purpose is the real riches. Dig deeper. What am I called to do? Your gifts, your talents, the real riches. Begin to develop them. Whatever it takes. It could take an online course or whatever. But before we go, I want to say, if you'd like for me to speak at your event, you can reach me at the Dr. Glovina Show at gmail.com, or you can reach me at this email as well, revglh@yahoo.com. I have two books, Do You Believe God? If so, it's time for you to step out on faith, and Life Application for Kingdom Living. Oh, listen at this. I want to thank you today. Oh, I could name. I'm going to do a shout out today for Bernie and Eugene. I want to shout out to Dr. Sullivan today, Courtney and Isaiah in Atlanta, Steve, Chicago, Dolores, Chicago, Apostle Dr. Carol in Chicago, Prophetess and Elder, the Revival Recovery Conference Line, Reverend Rosemary, Powerful Conversation, Peter, Cynthia, Aaron, Kansas City, Isaiah, Atlanta, Terry, Chicago, and then I do not want to forget Collegiate Training Institute, Alexandria, Virginia, the Covenant of Hope. Listen, I am shouting out to you today. Tony and Stephanie at Fort Benning. Thank you for your service. Hey, I want to talk to Saint Love Sanctuary, the awesome Coach LaRussia, Sheila Hannahan in Woodbridge, Virginia, makes the baddest praise flags in the world. Eugene and Michiko, Northern Virginia, the Family Church. Arnold, Maryland, Jewel, Chicago, almost Chicago. I want to shout out to all of you because you're supernaturally anointed by God. I want you to hear me.